Hi, Dahlia.
Hello, Steph. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. How about you?
I'm very well. I've been pretty productive recently. Got lots of projects going on.
Have you?
Yep.
That's nice.
Painting houses and fixing things and this and that, so keeping me busy.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely keeping busy. Yes, I've got a few projects on myself, random bits and bobs. I think one of the main things is I'm trying to have a bit of a clear out.
I've been
selling lots of my things online, you know, like secondhand things.
You've been selling them? Oh, I always intended to do that, but it seemed like such a faff.
Yeah. Well, I think once you get it set up, it's okay. It's just getting started that's the hardest part, I suppose, with most things.
Nice. Definitely.
But yeah, not too bad.
That sounds like our topic for today, isn't it?
Well, our topic for today, yes. It's yes, I guess we've been talking about trending things, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Modern phenomena.
Modern phenomena.
And new language.
New language in, you know, especially taken from social media and things like that.
Yeah.
And we've been grouping them according to theme.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the next few episodes, we're going to kind of, well, I suppose they're all kind of related to society in general and people and relationships.
Yeah, people and relationships.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, today's topic, I wonder if our listeners have heard of this expression before, I'm not sure, is situationship.
Now, as I said last time, we're young but not that young anymore. I have to admit, I hear this word and words to do with relationships and I kind of know what they mean, but
yeah,
I'm not that familiar.
Mm.
So you'll have to enlighten me.
Well, I've done a bit of research for this. Okay. I'm not saying this is all my own, you know, original knowledge, let's be honest. But situationship, I guess we can kind of like decipher the meaning from the word because this is a portmanteau, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Which is two words together.
Which is two words put together. So which two words do you think are situationship?
This feels very Blue Peter, doesn't it? Situation and relationship.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Basically means when you have an informal relationship, right? It's not supposed to last forever. It's just in one particular situation, in a season of your life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of like, I don't know if our listeners have heard of like friends with benefits, that sort of thing.
Mm.
So it's kind of like a casual relationship. You're not boyfriend and girlfriend or boyfriend and boyfriend, girlfriend and girlfriend, that sort of thing.
Yeah, no commitment, no strings attached, they say.
No strings attached, that's a great expression.
Yeah.
So it's not a fully committed relationship, but there's something going on between you.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. And probably in this episode, we'll be coming up with lots of expressions that are quite new, related to dating.
Mm-hmm.
And going out, as we call it in the UK, rather. Because I think dating is a bit more of an American term, wouldn't you say? To say like we're dating.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of my students about this. I feel as if, and I don't know if you agree with me, but we normally say to go out with someone or to go out for a drink or to be seeing someone.
Yes, seeing someone, yeah.
And they do use seeing someone in America, but I feel as if dating apps have really started to change language and the culture.
Yeah.
Because in the UK, you normally just say, do you want to go out for a drink with someone? Sorry, do you want to go out for a drink with me? And that's how you ask someone out on a date. We'd never say, do you want to go on a date?
Yeah.
You'd sound like some American like.
Yeah, we wouldn't say the word date specifically to the person, right?
Yeah.
But you might say it to your friends. You might say, oh, I've got a date on Saturday or I'm going on a date.
Yeah, you'd say I'm going out on a date. But now because of dating apps, I feel as if people, this culture of kind of going on multiple dates with people and it is becoming much more common. And some people have actually started saying, I'm just dating at the moment. And I'd never heard that.
What does that mean? I'm just dating.
Well, exactly. I think it basically means, I met a woman who said this to me, and it basically means I'm going on lots of different dates with lots of different guys.
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily seeing one particular person.
Okay.
So yeah, it's even the language is changing now.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree with you that it's influenced from dating apps, because that's what they are called dating apps.
Yeah.
We don't call them going out apps, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Would you like to go out for a drink with me app?
Yeah, exactly. So there's that, and also the influence of, you know, American culture and all of that sort of stuff. So as usual in this podcast, we'll be, you know, explaining words along the way, and we've already said a few.
Yeah.
One of them is go out with someone, which is, you know, if you're into British English, this is what we say, we tend to say, especially younger people.
Yeah.
When you basically start spending time with someone and having a romantic relationship with them.
Yeah.
We say, you know, I don't know, Steve is going out with Lucy, for example.
Yeah.
That means they're together.
Just means they're in a relationship, but they're not married.
No, exactly. Yeah. And then, of course, we said to go on a date. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to meet someone, you've arranged to meet that person for dinner or a drink or whatever it is. We say, I'm going on a date, or I have a date on Saturday.
Yeah.
But remember, don't say date if it's not like a romantic thing. So if it's with a friend, just a friend, or anything related to work or something like that, it's not a date. Date is romance.
But also don't say appointment either, because that's another common mistake.
True. Don't say appointment. Who do we have appointments with?
It's formal. So doctors, dentists, managers.
Exactly.
So a date is romantic. An appointment is formal. Anything else is a plan with a friend.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Another thing is, a lot of people make the mistake, they get confused between date as a verb and as a noun. So let's say, for example, two friends that went out on a date last night. Some people say, oh, last night they dated.
Oh, that sounds a bit weird.
That's not correct.
Mm.
Yeah, because to be dating someone means, you know, for a period of time, like a few months or years. If it's just one evening, we'd say they went on a date last night, not they dated. Because it sounds as if they dated for one night and then they break up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that sounds, to date is like a longer process, I say.
Yeah.
I guess a longer period of time. Yeah.
Mm.
So I guess, yeah, there's lots of expressions these days. And, you know, also, how do people meet these days, right? So dating apps is one way, at least in the UK, I think.
Mm. People are working from home more, so they're meeting less at work, because that's the main, I think in Europe, sorry, not Europe, the UK, the main way people meet traditionally was at work and in pubs, in bars.
Yes. Yes, that's it. Or through friends.
Yeah, friend of a friend.
If you maybe go to a party or go to an event and...
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've heard in South Korea that it's quite common for people to kind of set up their friends with other friends. Maybe.
Yeah, set someone up. That's a great phrase as well, to set someone up with someone.
Yeah, what does that mean exactly then?
It basically means to arrange a date for two people in the hopes that they will perhaps get together and like each other. So again, it's specific. This is specifically for romantic relationships. If you arrange for two friends to go out because you think they would get on, we wouldn't say set someone up. Basically the modern term for matchmaking.
Like a matchmaker, I suppose so. Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. So have you heard that from your students, that it's common?
Definitely, yeah. And I'm behind it. I think it's a good idea.
Mm. Do you?
Because the world, I mean, it's so hard to find someone because there are 8 billion people in the world. You know, how are you going to meet someone? Mm. At least with your friends, it's someone that you trust. And hopefully, if you like your friend, then their friend will be similar in terms of values and interests. So,
yeah, I get that.
But the only thing is, I don't often hear success stories because...
You're not? Mm.
No, I don't know why.
Well, it can be a bit like, can't it be a little bit awkward?
If they don't like them.
Let's say it doesn't go well, or...
It's true.
Maybe one of them doesn't treat the other one very well. Maybe they ghost them or something like that.
Ghosting someone, I think we talked about this on the podcast before, didn't we?
We might have mentioned it before. I feel like it's something our listeners might have heard. I'm not sure.
Definitely. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel as if nowadays people are using this word not just for romantic partners.
Yeah.
Like when someone stops texting you back completely, people are saying, oh, they're ghosting me.
Exactly. So they're just like, they've become a ghost, right? The person has become a ghost and they're no longer there to text you.
I think I mentioned before that I read somewhere someone said, does ghosting mean that they've become a ghost because they've stopped texting you, or they're treating you as if you're a ghost? They're treating you as if you've just died. And I was like, good question.
I don't know. But either of those, I guess.
Either of them, yeah.
But have you heard of this one? Have you heard of zombieing?
This is very new to me. Enlighten me.
So this is similar to ghosting, but it's kind of like the sequel to ghosting, right?
The sequel, the next stage.
So somebody ghosts you, right? Like somebody you're dating, let's say going out with, whatever. They ghost you and they stop contacting you, and that's the end of the relationship, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, suddenly they come back and start texting you again. It's like
I can so imagine this happening,
yeah.
Especially in this age where it's so easy to just like ignore somebody and pick your phone up again. And especially if they've been dumped by someone and they're like, I'm a bit bored. Who's that person I used to?
Exactly. So then it's like they come back from the dead, you know, they're like a zombie.
Come back from the dead.
He's zombieing me. That's what you would say.
Oh my God.
I think that's quite clever.
It is. I think I'm too old for this stuff though.
And it definitely happens, unfortunately. I've been zombied in the past. Didn't know it was a thing, but.
You've been zombied or you zombied someone?
No, I've been zombied for sure. Yeah.
Been zombied.
Yeah. Okay. Long time ago because I've been married for a while now. But yeah. Definitely been zombied without even knowing it. There you go.
Wow. You're part of modern society. You didn't even have a clue.
Yeah, exactly that. But there are often red flags, aren't there? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
In relationships like this. And that's something that we use a lot, that expression, a red flag.
Yeah, that actually comes from swimming.
Does it?
Coast guards. Well, I'm pretty sure that.
Or danger, I guess. Right, like potential.
Yeah, like on the beach. If there's a red flag, it means don't swim.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Can you give me an example of some sort of behaviour that you might think is a red flag? For example.
For me.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's just talk about what it means. It's basically a warning sign that you shouldn't be with someone, right?
Mm. There might be issues.
For me personally, and this goes for everybody, it's not just for romantic partners, is how people treat strangers.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
So if someone is like really rude to a waiter,
yeah,
that like people who work in, you know, public service, for me that's a massive red flag. And how people talk to their mother.
Really?
Mm.
Uh-huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, just generally how I am always observing how people act. Because, you know, people can act one way to you and different way to other people.
Sure, yeah.
Watching how they treat others. How they act in the world. Mm. So if someone is rude to others, seeing how they act around kids and stuff. So if they're rude to, especially strangers that they don't know.
Yeah.
That they have no obligation to, for me, that's a massive red flag.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. Yeah, you can see someone's true colors, as they say.
Yeah.
In these sorts of situations, especially when something goes wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Mm. When you're angry and you're in a situation where you have to perhaps control your anger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's technically not that person's fault.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely a red flag. Yeah.
You? Do you have any red flags?
I'm just thinking about it. I think it's kind of, well, what you said, definitely. I'm sure there's loads of things that could be considered red flags, but I think maybe like dishonesty in like small doses, you know, when somebody,
oh yeah,
maybe they say, oh, sorry, I didn't text back. I was working or whatever.
Yeah.
And then somehow you find out they weren't actually at work. They were somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, why did you lie? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say, I was busy, or, you know, tell me the truth.
Yeah.
So these small lies, even if they're not massive lies, you kind of think, well, why did you feel the need to lie?
Deception. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I think that would be a red flag for me. Yeah.
What about green flag?
Green flags. Yes, that's more of a new term for me, a green flag. Isn't that like a positive thing that someone does?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I've heard a guy saying that a girl liking beer is a green flag.
It's a green flag, is it?
Yeah, because I suppose stereotypically only guys like beer.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah, yeah. I think they've got red, beige and green these days, but...
Oh, I've heard...
I can't...
I've seen on the internet beige flag, isn't it? I don't know what it means. Isn't it about... some shows that someone's really boring or something?
Yeah, I think it means something something like that. I'm not 100% sure though. Like, so it's something that some people might find a little weird, maybe.
Oh, I see. I mean, I personally hate the colour. I hate the colour beige.
Do you? Well, beige kind of sounds a bit boring, yeah, as you said, doesn't it? Kind of a bit like there's not much character there, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just a non-colour. It looks like white that is now dirty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I think maybe we should go back and recap a few of the words that we've said today, because we've mentioned quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we had the word of the day, which is situationship, which is a blend of situation and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We also talked about the British phrase, to go out with someone.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we say?
So we talked about the difference between going on a date with someone and dating someone.
That's right.
And one thing we didn't explain, but we did briefly mention, is to dump someone, which is an informal word meaning to break up with somebody.
Exactly. So if you end a romantic relationship with someone, you can say that you dumped them or they dumped you. It's quite informal.
But it's definitely not mutual.
No.
If you broke up with each other and it was mutual, you wouldn't say we dumped each other. It's one person not wanting to go out with the other anymore.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like split up with, break up with, both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has more of a negative connotation, doesn't it? Like when you dump something, you drop it without any care.
Yeah, dump sounds like really harsh thing.
Yeah, like they don't love me anymore, or
Yeah, getting rid of
yeah.
rubbish or something.
Oh yeah, exactly, literally.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
We also talked about to zombie someone as a verb,
Yes.
and a red flag, a green flag, which of course are nouns, and to set up someone with someone.
Exactly, yeah. So you can set your friend up with your other friend, for example, meaning, arrange a date for them.
Yep.
We also mentioned to ghost someone, but again, I don't know if this is something that people might already know, but there we go. Ghost someone
Yeah.
when you completely ignore them, basically stop messaging them.
Sad times.
Yeah, sad times, I think. Well, what do you guys think, listeners? Can you tell us a little bit about your situation? Like, have you ever ghosted anyone? Have you been ghosted?
Yeah. And I'm sure that in Korean, in the creative Korean language, there will be many words like this in Korean, words that they've made up
I'm
to mean this
sure.
and that.
Yeah, they're always coming up with cool new words. So
Yeah.
let us know if there's any new words that we haven't thought of that perhaps have come up in your language recently.
Yeah, they're the kings of portmanteaus, so can't wait to hear them.
Yeah. And don't forget, guys, if you're interested in seeing all of this written down, getting the transcripts, please join our BritScent membership. You can find more details in the captions.
Indeed.
And we'll be back next time with a different trending topic.
There we go.
Cool. Well, nice speaking to you.
You too.
Have a lovely rest of your day.
Take care, and I'll see you next time.
And you. Bye.